Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Facebook group, MeWe group, Discord server. We got it all. So, today's the day after Christmas, and I can tell it's been a hell of a week because I have... I fucked up on the blog side and forgot to even title the frickin' blog post when I initially put it up and forgot to put the OSR Christmas artwork. By the way, we're awarding day two of OSR Christmas gifts today. So if you were expecting or hoping to possibly be gifted and you entered on day two, today's the day to go and look. TenkarsTavern.com. So, what else did I almost forgot that I had Tavern Chat scheduled for tonight at 9 o'clock. So, it just totally left my mind with the holiday. Now, of course, the holiday is part of the reason why we moved it from Wednesday nights to Thursday. And I almost forgot. Thank God for Rach. She's like, no, we can't watch The Witcher tonight. You have your chat. What? Huh? So I figured today then would be a perfect day for me to, I guess, review, look at, leaf through. A dragon walks into a bar. 300 plus one-liners, zingers, and jokes that will slay. It's an RPG joke book. Now, I'm sure that there are many of you saying, why the fuck do we need an RPG joke book? You don't. And many of these jokes in here, groaners? For sure. But for something to pull out while people are maybe drinking and mention some off-color, distasteful RPG-related joke, it might be an interesting time. Now, I am initially going to go over some jokes that I already looked at, and I'll probably hit some random pages after that, but here's one that is almost cringeworthy, but you're forced to smile. At least I was forced to smile. An adventuring party manages to sneak up on a werewolf guarding a treasure, but they find the beast engaged in licking his own nuts. Yes, folks, you heard it here first. The fighter nudges the party wizard and says, I wish I could do that. The wizard responds, go ahead, he looks pretty friendly. Yeah, I need that little ba-dum bump, you know, but yeah. Now, that's actually, now that one doesn't need any explaining. Some of these jokes have like footnotes because they need explaining. Why don't Formians get sick? They have anti, A-N-T-Y, bodies. Now, they have to explain this one. The Formian. To the true beginner, this joke may appear simply as a bit of nonsense. Only the two true dungeoneers will recall that the Formian is a sort of ant person occasionally found in deep dungeons or caves. They have ant bodies. Please don't confuse them with Fomorians, which are a type of hideous fey giant, which would ruin the joke, and which is why I didn't get it at all at first. I was like, what the fuck? Now, if you have to give a footnote to your joke, it's probably not a good joke. Unless the footnote makes it funnier, which it doesn't. So, and then again, some are one-liners. Why did the fighter bring his longsword to the wedding? It was his plus one. But bump. Yes? You get it, folks? You get it? Yeah, I know. I know. Now, here's one that I actually found to be fairly amusing. But I don't know if you could go around and, like, you know, there you are at Gary Con. You're at the bar at the Grand Geneva. And you're like, hey, you want to hear a joke? What's long and hard and guaranteed to make you moan? Oh, man, Rod of Lordly Might. Nope. The Tomb of Horrors. All right. Yeah. I know. I kind of feel the same way. Now they do have random like charts here so you can pull out your dice. I'm not gonna fucking do any of that stuff. Did you hear about the halfling who got kicked out of the nudist colony? Did you? He kept poking his nose in everyone's business. And now, you know what? Here, let's be honest. We all know people who would find a book like this to be the catch of a lifetime. This would be the party treasure that they would take and say, I've done it. I've, and they would memorize some of these jokes. These are the people who are going to come up to you at a con and say, hey, what's the most important attribute in a player? Strength? If you want to be a fighter? Maybe. No. Free time. Come on. How did the Munchkin get into RPGs? He met a game. How is a chunky peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich like a great RPG? Two great tastes and one candy bar, right? It's got the perfect balance of crunch and fluff. You see, now I'm just reading random shit from here. I make no guarantees as to the quality. Now, let me put this in perspective. I was sent this book by Simon and Schuster, and I thank them for their generosity. Most certainly. I don't recall asking for this book. I am, however, on the review list, and I've reviewed stuff for them prior on the blog side. A book like this. Now, this book is... how much? It's under the review copy, not for resale sticker. Well, that sticker doesn't want to come off for shit. Oh yeah, it doesn't want to come off. I guess I could probably go on Amazon and give you a price for this book. Maybe we'll do that because the price for this book is going to really indicate its possible value, right? Dragon walks into a bar or a PG joke book. So Amazon suggest retail is $15. You know what? It's not bad. Amazon sells the hardcover for $11.89, the Kindle for $9.99. Here is what I would suggest. If you're gonna buy this, you might as well, you know, it's like a coffee table book. It's not. It's larger than a paperback, smaller than your normal hardcover. Why do giant birds hate journalism? Because paper beats rocks. R-O-C-S. You know, some of these jokes you are going to have to explain. And that's where I think it breaks down. The bard kept playing a song to make sure the fighter didn't forget about the time he broke her stringed instrument. She just kept on harping about it. If an iron golem and a gold golem team up, what do you call them? Alloys. Not allies. Yeah. I know. I know, there is a little painfulness involved in this, and much of it is cringeworthy, but you pull this out at GaryCon, at the bar, or Game Hole at the attached hotel, that little, like, you know, hangout room where they have the breakfast and all that stuff, and everybody drinks at fucking night, you're going to get... I mean, this could actually be like a drinking game, you know, where somebody has to open up the book and go to a, all right, dude, open up a random page. Give me the first joke you see. What's green and sounds like a dork?
An orc?
Yes. How does a snake man offer you tea?
Yawn tea?
And if you get a joke that people all cringe out, like, you know, cringe at, you gotta, like, drink a shot or finish off your beer. No? I guess maybe not. Or maybe yes. Like I said, it has that potential. I would not buy this with the idea that you're going to go to the game table and have some excellent gaming jokes. You do buy it if you want to go to the game table or, you know, gaming friends at a bar and make people cringe and laugh at stuff they don't really want to laugh at. You know, again, the market for this is either very small or it's very large. And when I say that, it's sometimes things that you look at and you go, wow, that's something that I wouldn't normally buy. But there's a lot of people out there that are going to say, hey, what's a Trian's favorite soda? Root beer. Yeah. Why was the necromancer living alone? His white left him. Folks, I only flew in for the night. And boy, are my arms tired. No, maybe. What kind of insects can a cleric turn? Zombies. Come on, you know it. Yes, I know you're cringing. But many of you want it. So, a dragon walks into a bar. It's an RPG joke book by Jeff Aldrich and John Taylor. I'm not saying you have to buy it. But also, as a gift to somebody, maybe it's a, it would have been maybe probably a better choice for Christmas gift, but you want to give somebody a joke gift that literally is jokes, not a bad choice, right? All right, folks. On that note, I will bid thee all adieu. If you like this podcast, please give us a rating, give us a review, whatever platform, excuse me, you listen. I'm still in that Christmas spirit, and I want to thank everybody. So thank you all. Swear to God, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.